Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this week, it's all about collard greens. And I'm telling you right now, I love collard greens. There's so many different things you could do with them. We're barely going to scratch the surface with these collard greens, but I think you're all going to be very, very happy. So my first recipe for you this week is collard green soup with smoked ham hock cream broth. And what I love so much about this dish right here is traditional collard greens, and we do have that week coming up as well when we will talk about our traditional recipe. But traditional collard greens are always done with the salt pork, and ham hock is just one of those things that's out of this world. I love to smoke my ham hock, first of all, in a smoker oven. I use a Green Mountain grill. If you have a Traeger, that works as well. If you just have a regular oven, you could do that as well. But it's important to get that smoky flavor onto that ham hock. It has a really, really great flavor. And what I'm going to do is we're going to just take our chicken broth here. And very, very simple. I'm going to use, I only have four people in my family. So when I'm doing my recipes, I'm always just yielding my four. But if you have more, you understand we could always raise those recipes up. So I'm going to take a beautiful ham hock. And we're going to go ahead and put that in a pot. I'm going to put that in there with a half a cup of shallots. And it's real easy. Shallot, you don't have to dice or anything. Just put it in there whole. Make sure the skin's all off. No blemishes. Throw it right inside of the pot. And I like to use 4 tablespoons of Rosenthal olive branches, Arbasana olive oil. Great, great flavor. And it goes really, really well with our ham hock. I want to cook those two together. Once those two are cooked together, I'm going to go ahead and take a whole bulb of garlic. I'm going to cut it completely in half right down the middle. And I'm going to throw that in there as well. We're really building up some solid flavors here. Fresh thyme, fresh rosemary, 1 sprig each does the job here. And then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add in celery and carrots. I'm going to add in 1/2 cup of each. Remember, I'm just using this for flavor. Then I'm going to go ahead and fill it up with 1 quart of chicken stock. You can make your own chicken stock or you can buy already made chicken stock. Just make sure it's a good quality chicken stock. And we're going to go ahead and let this do its thing. And it takes quite a bit of time here. Now you're probably wondering, Chef, where are the collard greens? Well, guess what? We haven't rinsed them yet. Collard greens are one of the dirtiest vegetables. You got to make sure you're always rinsing all your vegetables, especially collard greens. Once we give those vegetables a nice rinse, we'll go ahead and pat them down dry. And then we will, after 30 minutes of this broth just simmering away, go ahead and put our collard greens in there as well with 2 cups of heavy cream and bring that to a hard boil and let it reduce by 1 inch and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.